We have a little over 200 artists. That's pretty much capacity. And we reach capacity every year. So no big difference in numbers of artists. It's always been here. It's always been a partnership. Well, actually, I think the first year, Lexington Parks and Recreation put on a little art fair. And it was so popular that they decided to continue to do it. And they partnered with the Lexington Art League back then. And the Art League does the artists, the call to artists and all of that. And the parks does all of the infrastructure and food and the music stage. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, from that time, it's always been the two working together. And I guess, you know, I think 80,000 people is what is expected over the course of the weekend. Yeah. So it's a wonderful, it's, you know, one of the top art fairs in the country. Something to really be proud of, I think.
Juried. I know a little bit of it. You know, you heard that term for years. So how does that work in terms of how do you decide who's here?
Yeah. So there's a process. There's the call to artists, and they send examples of their work, and they have to meet a certain set of criteria to be considered. And so, we get all of those. We go through everyone who meets the criteria, then gets reviewed by a jury of their peers who, you know, we have a variety. We have painting, ceramics, jewelry. We have lots of different art. So then we need to get a certain number of ceramicists. So it's a very, you know, it's a methodical process until it gets whittled down to the top 200 or so. And then there's kind of a waiting list in line for each of those categories. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you, I mean, there obviously would be some returning artists every year, but then you, I guess, have some new as well,
we have,
right?
Yes. Every year it should be a fair process of you know, who are the best. It's a whole new process every year. But we have some really amazing artists who, without a doubt, return every year because they have been practicing their art and they are some of the best.
And I knew this, Parks and Rec is doing logistics and food, but you can have, there's quite a selection of food options too, won't there?
Oh yeah, yes. I think there's kind of everything that you'd like to have. There's probably Greek, there's taco stands, there's good old hamburgers, I think there's a Good Foods Co-op, there's Kettle Corn, of course, will be here, lemonade stands, we do have craft beer. I think there's also some local wineries, maybe in our food and beverage vendors.
Nothing major different this year then, really, is it?
No, nothing major different, and as always, we have shuttles. So you can park at the Herald Leader parking lot and catch a free shuttle over here. You can also go down to the Phoenix lot behind the government center and the library downtown and catch a free shuttle, park there and catch a free shuttle over here. Parking, as always, is going to be kind of tight down around here. So if you can take the free shuttle, you know, you'll get here really fast. They'll pull you right up to the opening of the festival and you can walk right in. So yeah, there's nothing really new and different happening this year. It's always special and you know, just another year of seeing what artists have created.